with today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. Following the announcement by the Health Ministry that a case of mpox has been reported in Swakopmund, we contacted the ministry's spokesperson, Walter Skamaya, for an update.
These are not to say cases. These are contact cases whereby we allege that the confirmed case could have been in contact with other people that we are calling as contact cases, whereby so far we have identified 44 of them. Those are contact cases. So 5 of them, they are high risk. 3 of them, they are medium, 21, they are very low risk, which there is nothing to worry about. Whereas 15, they are not yet classified due to the issue of not cooperating, not answering phones, not be able to meet with the healthcare workers. However, we want to assure the public ministry is trying to manage those cases.
9 people have now been confirmed dead, while 15 others were injured after an Iveco bus collided head-on with a sand truck at Onimbwele village along the Ondangwa Omuthia Road yesterday evening. The injured are being treated at Onanjokwe State Hospital. We spoke to the Namibian Police spokesperson, Deputy Commissioner Kaona Shikwambi, who confirmed that investigations into the cause of the accident are ongoing.
The investigation into this case is ongoing because a case of culpable homicide is open because one driver is a surviving driver, so investigation will be pursued. The next of kin of the deceased are not yet, not all of them has been updated, and as such, the names of the deceased can only be shared later once the next of kin has been informed. In the interim, we extend or express also our sincere sympathies and condolences to the affected family. This is really heartbreaking, and I would also want to say it is unacceptable that we continue to lose lives on our national roads. What we are saying is that for as long as we do not change our attitude on the road, moreover ensure that our vehicles are roadworthy and that we abide to the stipulated rules and regulations of the road, these numbers are possibly to continue to rise on a daily basis. And Namibians, we must understand that these are not just statistics, but these are lives lost, families shattered, and communities, we are really in mourning.
In a developing story, the ANC in South Africa says the broad-based black economic empowerment policy will not be scrapped. This comes as the Democratic Alliance is planning to introduce an economic inclusion for all bill to replace BEE legislation. ANC spokesperson Mahlengi Bengu says the idea that the DA foresees a future without transformation laws must be challenged.
There will not be a day in South Africa where BEE is scrapped as a legislation. There are amendments. I'm certain that like any other piece of legislation, amendments are acceptable for as long as they do not deviate from the substance of that piece of legislation.
And the body of an additional Israeli hostage has been handed over by Hamas as the group claims it is doing all it can to retrieve them.
Hamas returned the body of deceased Israeli hostage Tal Haimi on Monday night. He was killed at his kibbutz on October 7th. While 13 bodies have now been returned, Israel is still waiting for the return of 15 of the 28 hostages whose bodies were in Gaza at the time the ceasefire was agreed. Hamas's chief negotiator said in an interview on Monday that the group is working to return all of the bodies, but will need more time and heavy equipment to retrieve them. The Israeli government has accused Hamas of delaying their return on purpose. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.